Fantastic sound of Rod Stewart and Mary J. Blige and We Three Kings. And if you haven't got that album yet, go out and get it. It's absolutely fantastic. Right, we're going to have a play now, and this is going to be... It's going to be called The Three Craws, and Wesley Brad is going to play the first craw, Malcolm Watson's playing the second craw, and Nicola Shepherd plays the third craw. And there was going to be a bit of class act, but she's come away without it, so here we go. Ian's cipher to me, sorry. Right, okay, Ian, what are you trying to tell me? Just tell me.
Hold on, stick up for God's sake.
Sorry. Right, sorry. It's just, I'm really, there's so much happening here. That's it done now, okay? Right, okay, we're going to cross to the guys now, and this is The Three Craws, and it's a Rita Brad production. Okay, guys, it's all over to you now.
Three craws sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall. Three craws sat upon a wall on a cold and frosty morning. The first craw fell and broke his jaw, fell and broke his jaw, fell and broke his jaw. The first craw fell and broke his jaw on a cold and frosty morning. The second craw couldn't flee at all, couldn't flee at all, couldn't flee at all. The second craw couldn't flee at all on a cold and frosty morning. The third craw was greeting for his ma, was greeting for his ma, was greeting for his ma. The third craw was greeting for his ma on a cold and frosty morning. The fourth craw was no rare at all, was no rare at all, was no rare at all. The fourth craw was no rare at all on a cold and frosty morning.
Three craws are sitting on Edinburgh Castle wall, shivering, shielding themselves from wind and snow. Their feet are blue and their bonnets threaten to take off. The saltire flaps above the castle.
I'm sick of this weather.
So am I.
Me and all.
Let's head off for warmer climes. Somewhere far away where we can get a good dose of sunshine.
The crows make a long haul flight to the Middle East. They see a nice sandy spot with an expanse of water with some fancy trees around it.
Thorn looks like a good beach.
Aye, let's go for it.
Last year near the Hairy Haggis.
Oh yeah, that's scorching.
Oh, my feet.
James, it's roasting my tailplanes.
Here, check out the own building over there. The inn with a thatched roof.
Oh aye, that's it.
Maybe we could get accommodation there.
Great, let's check out.
The crows take off again. When they get closer, they see the building is a stable. They decide to take a look through the open top half and see what is inside. They perch on the bottom half of the stable door.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
There's no much room in there. Look at all the animals.
Is that no Hamish Freecalender?
Couldn't it be? I heard he was away to Jersey to visit his cousin.
Oh, what? Look at that lackluster donkey.
Watch out for his teeth, they're like tombstones.
Aye, but he seems friendly enough. But check out his ears, they're all twisted around each other.
Look at that.
Oh, it's just a camel. Didn't he laugh, or he'll take the hump.
Nah, she'll know.
How do you get him, fishy?
Well, look at his long eyelashes and that pout.
Aye, but there's a bit of drool in the side of his mouth.
Hey, those sheep must be starving.
How come?
Well, they're chewing the clays of that wife and her man.
I see donkeys chewing the hay in the manger. James, look at that.
What is it?
I don't know, Ken. But I can see something pink waving about inside that manger.
Crevins!
And what is it?
Did you not hear that funny squeaky noise?
Nah, I didn't hear any squeaking or squawking. Or even any squealing.
Me neither.
Blimey, it's a wee bear with any clothes on, covered in hay. Ah! Look, mister, watch out, that donkey doesn't bite your bear.
Mister, they better watch that healing cue, doesn't he swallow it up?
Nah, I think it's safe enough. It's supping milk through a straw.
What a braw bear. Bet him on be cold. I'm going to give him this fine gold ring and nick for the pawnbroker. Maybe his man Pa can get him some clothes with it.
The crow flies down and takes the gold ring from round his leg and places it at the baby's head. He flies back to his perch.
Wow, look at that.
The sun streaming through that hole and the thatch is glinting on the gold ring.
It looks like the bairn is wearing a golden crown.
My eyes are blinded. I'm going to put my sunglasses on.
That bairn's got a cold. I've got a wee draft mare ton for the shop stashed under my tummy.
I mind that day. The wifey with the ginger hair and a white overall was standing in her shop doorway. She was shaking her fist at you for pinching that.
Aye, she cried me a thief. And right she was in awe, cause it wasn't mine to tack. But see, I'm going to drop it down to the bairn. Maybe his ma can use it to mak him a wee cure.
Aye, she looks like she could do a wee cure herself. She looks awfully sad and tired.
The second crow flies down with a package grasped between his claws. The mother has lifted the baby from the manger and is holding him close in her arms. The crow returns to his pals.
I dropped it right inside his ma's sleeve. The bairn had a right red neb. Peter wee mite.
Aye, but ma got right frick when you went that close.
Fucking, I thought she was going to clout me when she lifted up her arm.
Oh, it
took
me half reeking there the way all the arrows. I've got just the dodge of something to disguise it.
What is it?
I knocked it off in the market. I keep it in my oxen to keep it sweet.
I thought little geezers with tattoo was going to burst this thing vest with age. He may never have seen his little hair a cap instead of a sweatband.
But I think that bear needs it more than I do.
Aye.
Whoa. I'll pass these yesterday pegs off that washing line. I'll need it for my beak.
The crow puts the peg on her beak and tucks the lump of frankincense wrapped in tartan back under her wing and flies into the stable towards the father. She lands on the arm he has lifted to fend her off. She tucks her head under her wing and pulls out the parcel. A corner of the wrapper has become loose, and the father sees the shiny frankincense. He opens his hand to take the parcel. He unwraps it and holds the frankincense to his nose. The crow flies back to her friend.
See? He came what to do.
What is he doing?
He's taking the lump of frankincense and put it into an Aladdin lamp.
What's he doing now?
He's getting an ember set on fire and pitting it against the frankincense.
James! Look at those smokes flying up to the rafters in the room. I can't see anybody with those, or Nathan in the stable.
Oh, what a grand smell. It's sweeter than Athol Bros.
A muckle sick better than all Thorn Reek. Oh, good job, lad. Now, let's away for that holiday.
The three crows fly up into the sunlit sky. The stable becomes smaller and smaller as they climb higher and higher. They get so close to the sun that their black feathers become singed and drop out, leaving a trail of smoke as they fall towards the ground. As each feather lands, it turns into a shiny black olive that plants a grove in the barren earth around the stable where the baby is sleeping outside. Golden rays are blazing out from his basket. All around, animals are grazing on lush grass. The most spectacular of all the olive trees spreads out from the hole in the stable roof. In its branches, the cockerel is crowing the message of peace.
James, look at you two. Your feathers are turned to bright white. Speak for yourself. Heavens, we're all the same. What are we going to do? I don't know.
We'll just hit a lee in the sun till our feathers go back to black afore we go on home.
Three crows sat upon the wall, sat upon the wall, sat upon the wall. Three crows sat upon a wall on a cold and frosty morning.
Thank you very much, the Three Crows and Rita Brad, and we'll be back with them after this. Wham and Last Christmas. What? Wham and Last Christmas here on East Coast FM, your number one community radio station for the Lothians and beyond. Now, if you would like to feature, if your community or charity organisation on East Coast FM, all you need to do is contact us. Just give us a call, a text or an email, and we'll give you the information shortly on that. But we're here for you guys, and we've had Rita Brad in this morning with her own play, The Three Crows. And, well, when did you write that then, Rita?
Well, I actually wrote it last year as a children's story, and they had some really helpful comments from an agent in Edinburgh, and I didn't take it any further till last week when I had the idea of turning it into a wee script.
Well, you were listening to East Coast FM, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's right.
Fantastic, yeah. And you contacted us, and here we are. That shows you how quick things can be done here on East Coast FM, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you like to introduce your cast?
Yes, I would.
The following parts were played by, that's what they normally say when you do the radio plays, the following parts were played by members of the cast. It must be really annoying that when you're an actor or an actress and you've featured in a radio play, and then the parts were played by members of the cast, so you don't even get a mention. But you're all going to get a mention today, so talk us through your cast today, Rita.
Well, first crew was Wesley Brad, who's my son. And
never.
Your son, yes.
And an accomplished musician. Yep. Seen him play two or three times, and very good, very, very talented and multi-talented, in fact.
Thank you very much, Jim.
No problem, yeah.
Very kind of him to get take part in this for me.
Okay.
And Malcolm Watson, who is...
Crow 2.
Thank you.
Members of the cast. And then we've got Nicole Shepherd. Are any of you actors or actresses? Nicholas, sorry.
Yeah.
Are you actors or actresses?
Mal and I are thriving, struggling, working performers.
Okay, and
anything
on the...
What's that?
Anything?
Anything.
Well, I had a girl in here last year who was at college, and she was at QMU, and she was studying acting, and she was going on, and she ended up being a nurse in some advert, and before that, she got the part, I think it was in Holby City, I think, and I said, oh, that was really exciting. Yeah, she said, I was one of three pregnant people that were wheeled in. I said, did they get to see your face? No, just my bump, and that was it. But I think she's went on to do some other things, and she was, I speak to her now and again on Facebook, so I'm always hoping that somebody I interview goes on to finer things and then remembers that it was myself that had them on the show, and you know, come to my party, my exclusive sort of launch night party. So, but that was good. So where do you hope this play is going to take you, Rita? Are you hoping to have it?
Well, it's a bit of fun, and
good. It was very good. Yeah,
I think we've really had a good laugh doing it, haven't we?
Yeah.
Anything else in the pipeline?
I'm doing a wee poetry workshop on the 5th of January for Alistair Cook and Susie Goodwin from the Northlight Arts Centre.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
I think there's six places for P4s to 8 to 12. And I'm always writing something.
Okay, well, I'm sure that we can find a spot on the morning show or on other shows for you, because we do a bit of chat, news, views and interviews. And as you know, a friend of yours, a mutual friend, Colin Will.
Yes, indeed.
We had him in last week with Stephen Barnaby, who's quite a character. Have you met him?
No, I haven't.
He was a runner-up in the BBC Comedy Awards at one point, and he was in with his book and his pamphlet, as they call them, and it's a few pages, and it was really interesting. But we've had some fantastic authors in here, including Quentin Jardine, who's a friend of East Coast FM, and I would just look forward to meeting more people. So it's good. So if you've got any contacts you want to bring them in, or you want to do an odd play, just fire into East Coast FM. I'm going to play a piece of music, going to come back and speak to the guys a little bit more. We're running out of time here on the morning show. It is nearly 11:45, still a couple of tunes to play, and we'll come back and finish up with Rita and the gang, the Three Crows and Rita. How's only Three Crows? Do you know what
a Three Crow wasn't there at all?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, okay, right, here we go. I was trying to find a crow tune, but the only thing that's in the system is the Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, okay.
And that was it. I'll play that before the end of the show. Here's Labyrinth now, and a great collaboration with Emily Sandy and Beneath You Beautiful. Merry Christmas from everybody here at East Coast FM. Right, we're back with Rita and the Three Crows. Right, guys, so where do you see next year for you?
Don't speak at once.
Winning the European Song Contest with Three Crows.
Well, I'll tell you, after last year's Oh, Ian's a great fan of Jedward. He met them, and he said it was like a couple of parrots. One started the conversation and one finished it. Well, you couldn't do Engelbert Humperdinck, and his day was good, and I think he was upstaged by these old ladies from the Ukraine, apparently, but I didn't see it.
Epic.
I didn't see it.
Cakes out the oven and everything. Absolutely amazing.
Well, maybe you should watch the video again and get some ideas. So, do you fancy taking your show on the road then? You want to do a bit of stage production? Is that an idea? The 30-minute play and
yeah.
A 30-minute play in a village hall near you.
It could happen, actually.
Yeah. Well, remember who thought of the idea, eh?
We'll cut you in.
If you're looking for a driver, a van driver.
If it costs us anything, we'll send you the village.
A bottle of wine will do. So, have you got any contracts lined up? Are you going anywhere?
I've got a year of music towards sort of next year. I've got a few things working with Edinburgh Science Festival, doing a little bit of actual backstage stuff, more kind of producing a bit of it's a song which is going to have samples on it, so that's coming up. Want to do a little bit of touring this year. I've got a few new jobs lined up. I've started working in Dunbar, in the community centre of Dunbar. The new community centre.
The Bleaching Field
Community Centre, yeah. So Wednesday nights there is going to be a music night on for young people up to the age of 25, from about 10 to 25. And that's going to be starting at 6 o'clock.
Okay, you involved in that then?
Yeah, we had our first week last week, so there's one coming up again this Wednesday, and that's like a trial period, and then it starts again after the Christmas holidays.
Okay, that's good. Well, keep us informed of what's happening. We can advertise it for you.
Fantastic.
And we can help in all sorts of ways. And if anybody out there, if you're a film director and you're looking for any would-be actors, we've got some here, or a playwright, we've got Rita, desperate to write blockbusters. What about, you'll need to keep an eye on that. I read it out last week, I've been keeping an eye on it, that Wojciech the Bear. Right, he was a bear that came across with Polish troops in the end of the Second World War, and he was down at Paxton, which isn't too far from here, and it's been picked up by Hollywood, Steven Spielberg, and he helped to carry ammunition on the front line with the Polish troops, and it's been picked up. There's a statue being erected to him, and it's now been picked up by Hollywood, and it's going to be a Hollywood blockbuster. And apparently he used to sit at night with the guys and smoke and drink beer. And it's a well-known story. First people thought it was a wind-up, but...
She's got the bare essentials.
That's right. No, the bare necessities. Well, guys, thank you very much for coming in today. I'm sure that you'll be back. It'll be lovely to have you back. And I know that you're a regular listener, Rita. Just keep firing in the requests. Try and make it interesting for you in the morning. We've got the Lothian Borders Police coming in later on in the week to talk about drink and drug driving, because the drug driving is just as bad as the drink, if not worse. And we've all got to stay safe at this time. And Ian will be on this afternoon, and I've got interesting things like the bin collection times over Christmas and New Year. Well, we are a community radio station, and we have to keep you informed of all these sort of things, so this is the place to hear it. And if the weather does turn bad, switch on your computer, and we'll keep you as up to date as any radio or TV station in the country on what's happening in and around this wonderful county of East Lothian. This is East Coast FM, your community radio station. This is one I'm going to play for you guys, and then I've got the old Crow Medicine Show for you. This is Dr. Hook and More Like the Movies.
Thanks for having us along.
No problem at all, my pleasure. Members and cast of the crew of the Three Crows.